New Columbia in North Portland has been transformed over the last couple of decades. The site where public housing sat is now a community garden, and it's surrounded by mixed housing and businesses and some pretty beautiful parks. Veronica checked it out while volunteers brought out the shovels, wheelbarrows, and paint to give the garden a makeover.
Mike Malone is with Rebuilding Together Portland.
This particular plot, there's 76 plots on about an acre. There's 16 different languages spoken here. So people, all immigrants from around the world, are growing stuff here. And you can look and see, boy, I don't know what kind of plant that is. Well, you don't live in Ghana, and that's native to what they eat. And you can't buy that type of food at Fred Meyer.
Right.
So it's really good for them to have the foods that they're used to.
Right. And I would imagine a lot of it, the pride factor, too. You know, if you have the garden and it's fallen apart, you know, people may just ignore it, but if you have something that looks vibrant, it kind of boosts everybody's spirit.
They are very proud of these plots. It's not necessarily a competition, but it's like it's their backyard garden. It's like you're coming over to see in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is their yard,
right.
And they're very proud of it.
But Songol has been helping work on the garden for years. He says it's a huge part of the community.
Our people in this neighborhood is a mixed-income community. So there is people who have job and the people who don't have job. What we ask people, because we are building community, we are building, this is like healthy area.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a peaceful area. Mm-hmm. We ask people, when you come in this garden, if there is a conflict, leave it at the gate. There is people who are just stressed out, and this garden is the area where people can come, relax, and like have a good grief.
And some of those who have garden plots have been there since its inception, 17 years ago.
This has been such an amazing community, and just to be a part of it, I feel so grateful to be a part of it. And when we gather and there's people from all over, different languages, and we just share. It's just such a great community building, and we all learn from each other different skills because we all come from different places and different backgrounds and different, but that's the best. When you have a culturally diverse group, we know that's where the biggest growth and growing is.
Republic Services funded the project, and spokesman Jason Jordan says it's part of their program called National Neighborhood Promise.
We're rebuilding the shed, we're rebuilding compost areas, and what's neat about this community garden is it supplies fresh food for the local residents, some of which this is their only access to fresh foods.
It's not just throwing money at the problem. You guys are actually out here with the shovels. And
yes, that's probably the most exciting thing for us. Republic is a big corporation, and you know, the National Neighborhood Promise, we've awarded, you know, 60 different projects throughout the country. But Portland's really unique, and we've had three of those. And one of the things that we get excited about, exactly your point, is it's not only being able to award resources and funding, but it's our folks' time. And I think we take a lot of pride in the industry that we're in because we serve residents kind of behind the scenes. It's invisible, you know, garbage and recycling, pickup and handling. So our folks love being able to see and give back to the areas that they're driving the streets in every day.
That's Republic Services' Jason Jordan. What a great story, Veronica. There's a community garden over in my hood, basically Southwest Taylor's Ferry in Southwest Portland. This is really terrific. In fact, my friend takes part in that.
I've seen some. I've seen a lot of community gardens. Some of them are, you know, just kind of basic, but this one was really, really nice. And they
really?
Have a tree right in the middle that they planted at the inception of the garden. That's just massive and beautiful and very nice garden.